An earthquake with a magnitude of 8.0 struck a bridge at a university in Nevada last week. It was in a lab, though, at the University of Nevada at Reno. Researchers were testing three new engineering designs to see if they could survive a major natural disaster. As Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler reports, experts hope the findings will save lives.
The western U.S. is certainly no stranger to earthquakes. You might remember San Francisco, 5:04 p.m., October 17, 1989. It was just minutes before Game 3 of baseball's World Series, and ABC sportscasters Tim McCarver and Al Michaels had just gone on the air.
And he fails to get Dave Parker at second base, so the Oakland A's take.
Tell you what, we're having an earthquake.
The Loma Prieta earthquake forced the postponement of the World Series, along with far more devastating consequences. A section of the Bay Bridge collapsed, as did parts of freeways in Oakland and San Francisco. 5 years later, in Northridge, another quake crumbled portions of three busy Southern California freeways. With both earthquakes, dozens died and thousands were injured, and major transit routes were cut off, not just for evacuating residents, but for emergency vehicles, too. But what if bridges and freeways were built so well that they could withstand a massive earthquake or even a terrorist attack?
We would not have any collapses. No, we would not have any major damage.
Saeed Saidi is a professor of civil engineering at the University of Nevada at Reno.
You would have a quick inspection to make sure that you're not missing anything. Then you could leave it open to traffic. That's really the goal.
So Saidi took a grant from the National Science Foundation and built a bridge, a big bridge, in UNR's large structures lab, which looks like a giant cavernous warehouse. And then Saidi tried to knock it down, using shake tables to simulate a series of earthquakes. UNR professor Ian Buckle runs the lab.
This is pushing the state of the art of experimental work. No lab has done this before, and certainly probably nowhere in the world has this been done on this scale before.
How big? Try 100 feet of concrete, weighing 200 tons, the size of three school buses lined up end to end. The bridge isn't life-size, but it's as close as you could get for an experiment. After all, it's not like you can just build a real bridge and wait for an actual earthquake. Three pairs of columns, or piers, hold the test bridge up, each using both conventional construction and new designs intended to bend and sway, but not break. With nearly 100 people looking on, Saidi unleashes a test with twice the acceleration of the Northridge quake. And I gotta say, it's fun to watch.
And here we go, it's simulating an 8.0 magnitude earthquake. The concrete bridge is swaying back and forth. There's concrete starting to fall and dust from Pier 1. And just like that, in about 10 seconds, it's over.
This test went very well.
The bridge stayed up, Saidi says, and all the columns survived. And though it'll take more research to be sure, Saidi says two of the three designs, or details as he calls them, appear to hold up so well that they wouldn't need any repairs.
Had we used these innovative details both at the top and bottom of these columns, from what I can tell, they could easily go to something like a magnitude 8 earthquake. They could take that without collapsing, without falling apart.
One of the people in the audience is Mike Kiever. He oversees the earthquake division of California's Transportation Department. He says Caltrans is very interested in the new designs.
I think we'd be looking at all three in the report and then going back and looking at where we could potentially apply these. There could be their advantages for these different systems under different conditions or different bridge configurations.
Saidi hopes Caltrans will test the new designs by using them to build a real bridge within the next couple of years. Kiever thinks such a pilot project might take a bit longer, but both were excited with the results and said other states would be interested too. Saidi says he'll release his final analysis in about a year. For NPR News, I'm Ben Adler.